Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Good evening and welcome you to the Wednesday noonday prayer where the word of the Lord comes alive with our overseer and teacher, Dr. Laron Matthews. We thank you so very much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us for Wednesday noonday prayer. God bless you.
You want me to go ahead and read the scripture?
Yes, ma'am.
God bless the people of God, and I welcome you today to another prophetic experience time of prayer. I am yours truly, prophet and teacher, Laron Matthews. We're getting ready to go into a powerful time of prayer. And whatever you believe in the Lord for in this season of your life, God is going to move over you. We're trusting and knowing that the hand of God is on the life of the believer. This is a time where your faith must be activated at all points. The word of God says in the book of Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You can't see with your natural eye what is going on until your spiritual mindset opens up to the presence and the power of God. Verse 2, it says, without faith, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Verse 2, the elders had the knowledge to do what they had to do when they walked and they believed and they understood the relationship they had with God. So verse number 2, it says, for by it, the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the world was framed by the word of God. So that thing which are seen were not made of the things which do appear. He takes it down to verse number 6. He said, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. So he that cometh to God must believe that he is a rewarder of them that were diligently seeking, patiently waiting on God, patiently waiting on God to move. So your faith will be qualified for your miracle. You can't have a miracle if you don't have faith. Your faith becomes qualified by the miracle. So whatever you're dealing with in your life that appears that it's not working out, faith activates the taras in us. The actual Greek word means miraculous within. So as we prepare to go into prayer, whatever you ask in the Lord for and you believe in God for in this chapter of your life, we're standing with you in faith. And we believe in God through faith that things will work in your favor. Faith is a sound that overrules the impossible. Faith is a sound that dominates the chapter of the scene. Faith is a powerful commodity when you follow the instruction of its word, its frequency, its acoustic, its concert. When you operate in faith, Everything that you do must come to pass, because flesh cannot handle faith. Faith overrules flesh. And the believers must know in this time that we're in, God will do the miraculous for us. If you stay in the place of faith, it will qualify you for your miracle. You as believers and men and women of God around the world have to totally put our trust in God right now. Everything that we're viewing and everything that we're watching are all in a world of impossibility. You never thought, dreamed of waking up in a world that was full of chaos. You never thought and woke up in a world to be told you had to wear a mask and it was mandatory. You woke up in a world to be told that you have to go in your house, and if you leave, you get a ticket. You in an unknown time, and in the unknown time, God does very powerful things on your behalf. So the believers must know that in the timing that you're in, your faith become qualified for your miracle. God allowed many things to exist in the land for us to see the power of his greatness for us, in us, and through us. You trust God and watch him move over your life. As we go into faith and we go into prayer, your activation of what you speak, decree, and call will bring alive those things that we trust God for and we believe God in. I told the saints last night in the Bible class, living with dead weight, calling it God's approval, that's not God. That's your disability. You have to move beyond all of those things to put your confidence totally in God. Paul said it in Philippians 1 and 6, being confident of this very thing. He who has begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Walk in that thing, trust God, and watch him move over your life. We're getting ready to go into a time of prayer. And I bless you in my prayer for you on today.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Bless you, prophet. Hallelujah. I'm coming to you out of Ephesians. NIV. 52. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live, when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgression. It is by grace you have been saved, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realm in Christ Jesus, in order that the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourself. It is the gift of God. Hallelujah. Thank you for the word today, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that it is not by works, glory be to God, that none of us can boast. Hallelujah. For it is your handiwork. We are your handiwork, Father God. What you're doing in us is so miraculous. It is your handiwork. We call these things forward, Father God. And you said it is so, Father God. You know the plans that you have us to prosper us, Father God. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. For the work that you have prepared in each and every one of us to advance, glory be to God. We release, Father God, the sound of victory, Father God, hallelujah, the sound of healing and the sound of repentance, the sound of victory, hallelujah, as we walk up circumstances, Father God, as we walk up rightly before you, believing and receiving that it is so, and no weapon formed against us can prosper, not even the things that we can do and say of ourselves negative. Every negative word is denounced, Father God. We're walking in this truth. We're walking in the new. Glory be to God. So I pray, Father God, just release the sound out of me, Father God, and it penetrates every heart, every mind, that we be all on one accord. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for the work that you prepared for each and every one of us that we are on the journey. Hallelujah. Strengthen us on today. Mighty name, we thank you, Father God, that we are more than conquerors. You do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Amen. I'm released. Next intercessor, bless you.
Heavenly Father, we just come giving you praise, honor, and glory. I want to thank you for the man of God that you have placed over us by the name of Prophet Laurent Matthews. Thank you for allowing him to be a wise man, and thank you for allowing him to give us the knowledge that you have placed in the spirit. I thank you so much. I thank you for the intercessors that are coming forth on today. And I pray, Lord, hallelujah, that we all come together. And I believe, Prophet, what teaching on Psalms 133, and it says, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirt of his garment, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Oh, I pray, Lord, hallelujah, that we understand the sense of unity. The word teaches us that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities in high places. Help us to be that rope that has many strands, or as many strands as the rope is, that's how strong the rope will be, and help us to pull down those powers and principalities and put them in the places that they need to be under our feet, Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you so much, Lord. Hallelujah. For those on this conference call that are going to be praying for you and that agree mightily on their prayers that they're about to release in the atmosphere, Lord, hallelujah. And I pray that it would be a strong, mighty, delivering prayer, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. In the beginning was you, Lord, was the Word, and you was with God, Lord, and the Lord was God. Glory be to his name. All things were made by you, Lord. Hallelujah. And nothing was made that was not by you. Oh, thank you for being the light of the world. Light of the world. And when you came in, darkness had to succumb. Darkness had to leave. Now we are the lights of the world. We are the lights, Lord. Hallelujah. And the more we come together, the brighter the light will be. Pastor talked about faith. We need that faith, Lord, hallelujah, to understand that we're more than able to bring down any stronghold, any malice, any pain, any hurt. All things were made by you, and you made them perfect. Without disease, you made us, hallelujah. Help us to understand that we are not flesh and blood, but we are spiritual. We are spiritual beings. Able to speak at a mountain, and the mountain must be removed. Able to call things that are not anymore. Able to pull down those towers and principalities. I thank you so much on this day, and I'm excited, Lord, hallelujah, for all the believers, Lord, hallelujah, that is receiving the mysteries of your word. These are the times that we are supposed to go in depth, Lord, hallelujah, and understand, Lord, hallelujah, the power that you have given us to go into battle, Lord, hallelujah, not looking back, but go into battle knowing that the victory is in our hands, knowing the power that you have given us, Lord, hallelujah. But the Son said that we will be able to do all the miracles he did and more. Help us to receive that, Lord, hallelujah. Help us to have the faith, Lord, hallelujah, that we will be able, Lord, hallelujah, to do just like he said we'll be able to do. For conquerors, Lord, hallelujah. help us to know that we can stand and stand mightily against this enemy. We do not war against each other. We war against the darkness to come together in these days and times, the believers. Help us to receive. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. I pray that there will be more and more laborers, Lord, hallelujah. More and more disciples, Lord. Getting the salvation. Understanding, Lord, hallelujah, that there is one God, one mighty God. Help the believers on this day, Lord, hallelujah. Help us to know who we are and whose we are. This is our day. This is our time. This is our time. Doesn't matter. It does not matter how it looks. We can turn it around just by the sound that comes out of our bodies. We can turn things around just by the sound. So strengthen our faith on today. Help us to see even more. Help us to create a pure heart in us, Lord, so that we can see you. We thank you on this day, Lord, hallelujah, for what you're doing and what you are about to do. Again, I want to thank you for Prophet Matthew. I pray for the restoration of our church, Foundation Prophetic International Ministries. We have a great family conference that's coming up. I pray that it will be a blessing, Lord, for those that are there, those that are coming in, those that are surrounding the church, those that are driving around the church. I pray that it will be a blessing and that the Holy Spirit will come out and touch, Lord, hallelujah, throughout Harvey, even further than that, Lord, hallelujah, throughout the whole community, touching all people, Lord, hallelujah. For that, Lord, hallelujah, is the power that we have. And that we can call, and it shall be done. You gave us that power. You did not give us the spirit of fear. For over 365 times in the Bible, you tell us to fear not. One day out of the whole year, one day, 365 days, Lord, you tell us to fear not. The whole year, you tell us, fear not. Then it says you gave us the power. And thank you, Lord, for loving us. For you are love. And we have to express that. You cannot reach them without showing them the love, Lord, hallelujah, that we have for you. And through that, Lord, hallelujah, we can give them love, Lord, and they will see it. And then hold on to the light, Lord, that you have placed upon us, Lord. To reach the harvest and bring it in. Help us not to lose the flavor, Lord, for we are the salt of the world. Help us not to lose the flavor. I thank you, and I'm excited so much for these days and time. It's our time. Our time. Our time. This is our time. I thank you so much. Bless the intercessors, Lord, on this conference line. I pray that those that are hearing, Lord, hallelujah, be blessed also, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, and get the strength that they need to come in. I thank you so much on this day, Lord. Now, forever give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. Prayer is so. I declare it right now. Yeshua HaMashiach. His name, Lord. Christ Jesus, the Messiah, the Counselor, the Prince of Peace, Lord. Hallelujah. The healer. I pray this prayer. And it will be so. It will be so. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. We bless you, Father. We praise you, Father. We exalt you on today, Father God. Hallelujah. We give you glory, Father God. We give you the praise, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for all that you have done, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. All that you're going to do, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, all that you're doing right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for how you're moving to heaven. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, on our behalf, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for how you woke us up on this morning, Father God, how you started us on our way, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for life and life more abundantly, Father God. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for a new opportunity on this day, a fresh start, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, the press. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. To press towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for your new mercy on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for your, oh, God, for your favor, oh, God, that's already went ahead of us on this day, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we thank you, God, for your grace, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for you are the Abe, oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you are worthy, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that you are the merciful master. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And we thank you, God, that you're sitting high, you're looking low, and you know everything that pertains to our lives, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You know every situation, every circumstance, Father God, and you already worked it out, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Way before the foundations of the world began, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You already knew what we would experience, Father God, on this day, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we thank you, God, that it's already done. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, even as we enter into prayer, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we're putting on the whole armor on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We gird our loins with the belt of truth right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We put on the breastplate of righteousness right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And Father God, we reach up, oh God, hallelujah. We grab our shield and reach it up and lift it up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And our shield is quenching every fiery dart of the enemy right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. For you are worthy, Father God. Hallelujah. And Father God, we put on our helmet, oh God, of salvation right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And Father God, we pick up our sword, Father God, which is your word, Father God. Hallelujah. And we give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you have equipped us with the whole armor, Father God. Hallelujah. Now, Father God, hallelujah, we pray right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for your forgiving grace and your forgiving power, Father God, to be poured upon us on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Even as we come to you, Father God, with repentant hearts, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Sincere, repentant hearts, Father God. We pray right now that you would soak us and saturate in the precious blood of Jesus, oh God, and that you're cleansing us right now, Father God, from all unrighteousness, Father God, every sin of omission and every sin of commission. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Just that you're lifting it off of us right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we're giving you glory and we give you honor, Father God, for you just scouring us right now with his thought, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and Father God, we thank you, God, that you're creating us a clean heart and a right spirit within, Father God. And you're allowing the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart to be acceptable in your sight, Lord, for you are our, oh, God, hallelujah, our strength and our redeemer, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, oh, worthy God, hallelujah, worthy God, able God, hallelujah, move amongst your people today, Father God, move like a mighty rushing wind, Father God, glory, hallelujah, meet in every need, Father God, everything they need, Father God, glory, hallelujah, do it, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, do it right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, we give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor,
Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, hallelujah, we stand right now. Oh, God, and release peace, faith over this line, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we stand on your word, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, in Matthew, oh, God, 21 and 22. And it says, whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive it if you have faith. Oh, God. So, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, help us to have faith, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. When everything around us was turned upside down and topsy-turvy, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. When life is uncertain, Father God, our situation is uncertain, Father God. Help us to have faith, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. And, Father God, I stand and release your hope over the line today as I stand on your word in Jeremiah 29:11. And it says, for hallelujah, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and for not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Father God, I thank you for increasing the hope of your people today. Father God, glory, hallelujah. And I thank you, God, that our hope shall not be deferred. Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, even as we hope and have faith in you, Father God, I thank you, God, that we shall not be disappointed. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And Father God, I stand and release your peace over your people today, Father God, and over this life, Father God, glory, hallelujah, as I stand on your word in Isaiah 26:3, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and it says you keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you, oh God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, so I thank you, God, for your peace right now flowing over your people today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, even your peace flowing over me, Father God, glory, hallelujah, your peace, oh God, that surpasses all manners of understanding, oh God, your peace that flows like a never-ending river, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and Father God, whatever the people may be going through on today, whatever confusion, oh God, whatever situation, oh Father God, glory, hallelujah, I speak peace, peace. Still in the name of Jesus. Oh, peace be still in the name of Jesus. Peace be still on that job. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Peace be still on that in your home, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Peace be still, Father God, in those children, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Peace be still on that body, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Peace be still. Oh, God, and whatever situation or circumstance or happenstance your people find themselves in on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, peace be still, oh, God, hallelujah, in that family, Father God, peace be still in that marriage, Father God, peace be still, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, in that mind, Father God, glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah, for you are worthy and you are able, Father God, and Father God, I stand and release your love over this line today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, as we stand on your word, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. As we stand on your word, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and hallelujah. 1 John 4:8, hallelujah. And it says, anyone who does not love, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, does not know you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, because you are love, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, because, oh God, hallelujah, we are your children, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, I thank you, God, that love is falling upon us, Father God, and that we're walking in love, Father God, towards one another, Father God. Walking in love towards strangers, Father God. Walking in love, oh God, hallelujah, towards our families and our friends and our colleagues, Father God. Walking in love, oh God, towards our siblings in Christ all over this world, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, I thank you that your love is released right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and Father God, I give you praise and I give you glory, hallelujah, as I stand, oh God, glory, hallelujah, and release, oh God, strength over your people today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, strength, oh God, hallelujah, where they feel weak at, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, your strength, Father God, glory, hallelujah, can uphold us, Father God, glory, hallelujah. So I stand, Father God, on your word, Father God, hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. In Isaiah 40:29, it says, he gives power to the faint. To him who has no might, he increases the strength. So I thank you, God, for increased strength, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for your people all over today, for your people on this line, Father God. And we give you praise and glory and honor, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, even as the shofar went forth, Father God, we release the victory, Father God. And it released the victory, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I release victory over your people today, Father God, as I stand on your word in Deuteronomy 20:4. For the Lord your God is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies
hallelujah, to give you the victory. So, Father God, we declare the victory, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. On today, Father God, for your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we bless you and we praise you, God, for you are worthy and you are able, Father God, to do all things with fail, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. I pray right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for the bereaved families on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I pray right now that you would uplift them, Father God, with your mighty right hand, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you would catch every tear, Father God, right now, Father God, that you would soften the blow right now, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that though they may not understand it now, Father God, your word tells us, oh, God, that we will understand all things after a while, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. The Father God, hallelujah, lift up that garment of heaviness upon them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and give them a garment of praise, Father God, in spite of what they're going through, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, hallelujah, that you're causing the families of the bereaved to walk on one accord, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you're causing them to love on one another, Father God, in their time of bereavement, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you're causing them to be the strength for one another, Father God, in their time of bereavement, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that increase is coming to them right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that finances, oh, God, hallelujah, that they need, Father God, to lay that loved one to rest, Father God. You shall provide it, Jehovah Jireh, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we thank you, God, and we praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah, oh, God, we give you the glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, you be glorified on this day, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, we lift it up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, our children on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that a hedge of protection is placed around them right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for you Satan-proofing the ears from Satan, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we cut off the head of Satan that would try to snatch them on his side of the line, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we decree and declare, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that they shall be who you called them to be, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that they, their divine purpose shall be revealed to them right now, even at a young age, Father God, and they shall walk in it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We decree and declare that their destiny will not be cut off short, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, but they will fulfill the divine destiny in you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. And I thank you, God, for stirring them up right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Stirring up their gifts on the inside of them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Allowing them to be made manifest right now in this very hour, this very season, this very dispensation in time, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. I thank you, God, that you're putting them on fire for you right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. And I thank you, God, that hallelujah. Oh, God, that even as the word, your words have been poured into them, Father God, and they have an understanding of you, Father God, they will share your word with their peers, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And Father God, I pray that you excel them academically right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that every homework assignment, every test, every paper, Father God, glory, hallelujah, every research paper, Father God, every report, Father God, every standardized test, Father God, glory, hallelujah, they shall score in the 100 percentile, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that their names will be found, Father God, on the dean's list, Father God, on the principal's list, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God, in the National Honor Society, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that those that are athletic, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. I thank you for the medals they shall receive, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And, Father God, we just give you praise, oh, God, for you covering those babies in utero. Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that hallelujah, that they will come to this earth realm. They will be delivered into the earth realm safely, Father God, with no complications, Father God, no stillbirths, Father God, no miscarriages, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. No breech births, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. No childhood disease, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And touch those mothers in gestation, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. No preeclampsia, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, no complications, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We cancel the postpartum. Oh, God, hallelujah. Depression right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Even as you're stabilizing, oh, God, their hormonal shifts right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we give you praise and we give you glory. Hallelujah. oh, God, for your parents and grandparents all over the world, Father God, raising these children up and these caregivers that are raising the children, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, help them, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Meet their needs by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, oh, God. Help them, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, to take their children to the household of faith to tell them all about you, God. Glory, hallelujah. To tell them that Jesus is real, oh, God. And tell them that hell is really real, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you, God, and we praise you, God. Glory to your name, Father God. And, Father God, we're lifting up families, Father God, all over the world today, Father God. We thank you, God, for you restoring families, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Back to a peaceable place, Father God. Back to love, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And all of those old quarrels and old bickerings, oh, God, that they fell out about, Father God, and they haven't talked for years about, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, that they're falling to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And I give you the praise and I give you the glory. Hallelujah. For families walking in love, oh, God, standing as one, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Caring for one another, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Helping one another, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And Father God, we lift up the marriages today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that you're moving over the marriages today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. That you're restoring right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Those marriages, oh God, where there's turmoil, Father God. Those marriages, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Where they're contemplating divorce and separation, Father God. I thank you, God, that you're giving them a change of heart, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. A change of mind, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. That you're bringing them together and they're walking on one accord. These couples are walking on one accord, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, that they shall pray together, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that they shall seek your face together, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. That they shall learn of you together, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, that you had your protection around them right now, Father God, these marriages. Oh God, I thank you that you're Satan-proofing them now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. I thank you, God, that you're blocking out all outside interference in these marriages, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. And I speak peace in the marriages, Father God, on today. And I give you praise and I give you the glory and I give you the honor. And Father God, we're praying for the lost on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that they find you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that they come into the knowledge of you, Father God, that they have an awareness of you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that salvation be their portion, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. As they cry out, what must I do to be saved, oh, God? Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And, Father God, we're praying for those in back to the state, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that they come on back to you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Those prodigal sons and daughters, Father God, draw them back to you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And even as they come back to you, Father God, cleanse them of all unrighteousness, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God, as they repent, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, with a sincere heart, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, for you putting the right standing with you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. And thrusting them forth, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in their divine purpose in you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. I thank you, God, and I praise you, God. And, Father God, I pray right now for those that are homeless, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, the weather is turning over, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. The temperature is dropping, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. The summer outdoors, Father God. But I'm praying right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you bring them indoors, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you give them homes, oh, God. Hallelujah. That you give them apartments, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. That you give them condos, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. That you give them a place to dwell in, to call their own, Father God, and abode, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And, Father God, I thank you, God, for you giving them a new leash on life, Father God. A second chance, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, that you're reestablishing them, Father God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and those that are waiting for that call, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, from the Section 8 department, Father God, glory, hallelujah, move right now, Father God, and let their phone ring, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and on the other end, let them hear, come and get your place, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, those that are have their name on the housing authority list, Father God, open the door, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, catapult them to the top of the list, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory to your name, Father God, we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for you just dealing with the homeless situation, oh God, across the United States, oh God, glory, hallelujah, all 50 states and 7 continents, Father God, Glory, hallelujah. Let no man, no woman be without a home to call their own, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, God, and we praise you, and we bless you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for you even feeding the hungry on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, for your servants all across the land, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, let them pay it forward today, Father God. Let them pay for somebody's groceries today. Oh, God, let them knock on the neighbor's door with a covered dish, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And bless them with groceries, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and Father God, if you got the drop down manna, oh God, from heaven like you did for the children in the wilderness, oh God, that will be sufficient as well, Father God, to feed your people today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and not only feed them with the natural food, Father God, but feed them with the showbread, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, feed them with your word, Father God, glory, hallelujah, let them eat your word, Father God, let them digest your word, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and become your word, Father God, in this hour, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and Father God, touch right now the minds of your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, draw the minds in, Father God, station those minds to you, Father God. Fine tune them right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, stabilize the mind, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Those dealing with mental health issues, Father God, we cancel every mental health in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Those mind-binding spirits, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that come, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, to capture the mind, Father God, of your people, Father God. We send it back to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Fear, we bind it up right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Fear of man, fear of success, we bind you up right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that confusion of the mind is falling back to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we give you glory. We give you glory. We give you praise on today, Father God. We're shifting the mindset right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you for that divine mind transplant that's taking place right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and you're transferring the mind of Christ Jesus, oh, God, into us, your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Let us think like Jesus thought. Oh, God, let us walk like Jesus walked. Let us act like Jesus walked. Let us talk like Jesus walked. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you, God, and we praise you, and we do bless you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We're touching every heart, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, right now, Father God. We're chiseling away, Father God, that stony heart, oh, God, and giving us a heart of flesh, Father God. All bitterness, oh, God, and anger and malice, Father God. We thank you that it's fallen to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Jealousy and envy, Father God, we send it back to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Those coveting spirits, we send back to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name. Spirits of competition, we send back to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and we give you praise and we give you glory. Oh God, that murdering spirit, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that has been running rapid across the land, we send it back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And Father God, that destruction that lays waste at noonday, oh God, we cancel it right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Destruction, Father God, sent at your people right now, Father God. We reach out and we intercept it right now. We cast it back to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Destruction, oh God, sent at businesses, Father God. Sent at governmental businesses, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, all businesses, Father God. Schools, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Pedestrians walking, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Those traveling in cars on the road, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, buses in the train, Father God. Every bit of destruction sent at, oh God, glory, hallelujah, the bicyclers, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, the, oh God, motorcyclists, Father God, glory to your name, Father God, we send back to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, the destruction sent at the trains today, Father God, we send back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and we give you praise and we give you glory, the destruction being sent at your people, Father God. Straight bullets, oh God. We intercept them, Father God, and we cast them back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, accidents seen and unseen, Father God. Danger seen and unseen. Oh God, we thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh God, that you're moving right now, Father God, and they're being cast into the fiery sea, oh God. Every attack from the enemy, Father God. Every trick and every trap and every point, every plan against your people, Father God. We thank you that it's falling back to the pit of hell, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. And Father God, we do release your healing virtue upon the people today, Father God. Whatever's going on in these bodies, Father God, it's not like you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Every malfunction, every dysfunction, Oh, God, every disorder and every disease. Oh, God, glory to your name, Father God. We thank you, God, hallelujah, that the healing virtue is flowing right now. Your healing virtue is flowing right now. The healing balm is flowing right now because surely you're still balming Gilead, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, so we thank you that you're touching right now. Oh, God, you're touching. Oh, God, limbs, oh, God. You're touching, oh, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, joints right now. You're touching that muscular system, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. You're touching that cellular system, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. You're touching that nervous system right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. You're touching right now, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah, that circulatory system, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you honor, Father God. But you're touching that spinal cord right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you that you're touching that cervical spine where the neck and the shoulder. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, where that pain is lifting up right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. I give you glory. I give you praise, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for you touch it right now, that lumbar spine, the lower back, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I give you praise. I give you glory, and I give you the honor, Father God, for what you're doing right now, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, touch that heart, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Heal that heart, Father God. We bind up the palpitations. We bind up the heart attack. We bind up the strokes, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. We give you praise and we give you glory and honor that you're opening up the heart valves, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. We thank you, God, hallelujah, that you're unclogging the arteries, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we thank you, God, that congestion, heart failure is going back to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Even as you're allowing the heart to pump exactly how you designed it to pump and beat, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And Father God, touch right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, the blood pressure, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Stabilize that blood pressure right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We decree and declare that blood pressure be 120 over 80, Father God, glory, hallelujah, within normal standards right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor, Father God, hallelujah. Touch right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, those with diabetes right now, Father God. Stabilize those blood sugar and A1C levels right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak to that pancreas, and we command that pancreas to pump his own insulin right now, just how you designed it to do, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, the diabetes and high blood pressure and heart issues are being cast into the fiery sea. Now, touch the lungs, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Touch those lungs, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in that respiratory system, Father God. Oh, God, breathe on your people, Father God, and they shall breathe, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And those, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in the hospital, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, on that breathing apparatus, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God, right now, oh, God, that you're breathing on them right now, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and they're being taken off the breathing apparatus, and they're breathing on their own, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you the glory. We give you the honor, Father God. Touch those kidneys, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you that the kidneys are functioning exactly how you designed them to function. Touch that liver, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you that you're repairing the liver, and it's functioning exactly how you designed it to function, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, touch right now, Father God, that stomach cavity, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Heal right now, Father God, that nausea. Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, those tumors, shrink them right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor, Father God, that gastritis is going to the pit of hell right now, oh, God. And we thank you, God, and we give you glory for it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. The stomach pain, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, someone is experiencing a stomach pain, Father God. But I thank you, God, that you're healing right now. Oh, God, you're laying your nail-scarred hands upon that stomach right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And I give you the glory for it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and I thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're touching this prostate on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. That prostate cancer is going to the pit of hell right now. It's being cast into the fire right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that you're touching that throat cancer right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and you're healing right now, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, the brain cancer. Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, I give you praise and I give you glory and I give you honor. Oh, God, for all manners of cancer, Father God, the breast cancer, Father God, the cervical cancer, Father God, the ovarian cancer, Father God, glory to your name, Father God, the uterine cancer, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, what you're doing right now, Father God, doing it right now, Father God, doing it right now, Father God. Blood cancer, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You're doing it right now, Father God. You're healing right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Cancer, go back to the pit of hell right now. Every one of your cancer cells, rise up off of God's people and go back to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Lupus, take your rightful place in the pit of hell. Leukemia, take your rightful place in the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you touch it right now. The eyes, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, that cataract is being dissolved right now, Father God. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Glaucoma is being dissolved right now. Oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you that the scales are falling off the eyes of your people right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. For you are worthy, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Swelling in edema is falling back to the pit of hell right now. Oh, God. Swelling in those legs. Swelling in those feet. Swelling in those ankles. My God. Swelling in those fingers. Swelling in those, oh, God. Hallelujah. Hands and joints. Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, that it's going back to the pit of hell right now. Oh, God, and that circulation is flowing exactly how you designed it to function in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Arthritis, lift up off of God's people right now and take your rightful place in the pit of hell right now. Oh, God, hallelujah. Memory loss. Oh, I command the memory to come back right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, touch that left, oh God, touch it right now. Touch the memory. Oh God, we bind it up right now, Father God. Glory to your name. Alzheimer's and dementia, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You're touching that long-term memory, Father God, the short-term memory right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. And you're blocking right now traumatic memories, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, we cancel that memory recall, Father God. It takes us down memory lane, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Remembering the hurt. Remembering the pain, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. We cancel it right now, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, and I thank you for you stabilizing the memory, oh God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And Father God, we binding up colds and flus and allergies, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we binding up coronavirus. Oh God, glory, hallelujah. Right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. We're binding up that COVID-19. We're binding up all of its variants, Father God. We're binding up right now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, the monkeypox, Father God. We bind it up and send it to the pit of hell. Oh God. And Father God, we binding up psoriasis. Oh God, glory, hallelujah. We binding up skin rashes and hives, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we give you glory and we give you honor, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, touch right now, Father God. Hallelujah. That one foot, Father God. That foot right now. Touch that foot, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. That foot pain, Father God. That gout, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. The ligaments in the foot. Touch right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Straighten that foot out, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, Satan, you got to loose that foot right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, that right foot right now. Loose it now. Loose that one's right foot right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. I thank you, God. How about speak about this? He come out, speak at us. Hey, I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for freeing your people right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, freeing them for all of these diseases and disorders right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for whom the Son set free is free indeed, oh God. And we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that everything that's not like you, every high and haughty thing that would exalt itself against your knowledge and your power, God, on this day, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, it's falling down to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. We bind up, Father God, that soothsaying spirit right now, Father God. We bind up right now that chanting spirit, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We bind up all demonic surveillance today. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. We bind up the whisper, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. We bind up the medicine man today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, that every witch and every warlock and every wizard, oh God, is being bound right now and cast into the fiery sea with their tricks and their traps and their plans and their plots against your people with their scams and their scandals, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. My God, hallelujah, with their snares. Oh, God, hallelujah. I thank you that they're falling back right now to the pit of hell where every bit of witchcraft is being bound up right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, is being canceled now. Every bit of white magic, black magic, hoodoo and voodoo, the hexes and the vexes, the taboos, the hocus pocus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, is being cast into the fire. You see the Santeria and the Ovia, oh, God, in every manner of witchcraft, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. And I thank you, God, hallelujah. Ah, my shikamasakata. And I decree and declare that ding dong, the witch is gone. Oh, God, I decree and declare that ding dong, the witch is gone. Oh, God, because you said in your word, suffer not the witch to live, Father God. So I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, the spells are being broken right now. Oh, God, glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. That curse is lifting up off your people right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you that incantations are being broken and destroyed right now with the breakers anointed, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, that charms and, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, are falling back to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we're giving you praise and we're giving you glory and we're giving you honor, Father God. Hallelujah, that every chain is being broken and destroyed right now with the breakers anointed, Father God. Every shackle is being broken and destroyed right now with the breakers anointed, oh, God. Every fetter is being loosed right now, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we kick in Satan's camp right now. We kick, oh, my God, in the doors of hell right now. Oh, God, and we retrieve the captives and we set them free right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name. Now, Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you right now. I said, Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you right now. Take your hands off of God's people. Take your hands off their possessions right now. And everything you stole, you got to cough it up right now. Vomit it up right now. Get it back in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. And I thank you, God, for restoring everything, oh, God, that the enemy has stolen from your people, Father God, in this hour, Father God. I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that everything, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, that you promised your people shall surely manifest in their lives, Father God. I thank you, God, that everything is attainable right now. Everything is accessible, Father God. All we got to do is reach up, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, and grab it, Father God, glory, hallelujah. All we got to do is send the blessings up, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, because you said when the blessings go up, when the praises go up, the blessings go down. All we got to do is send those praises up, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, because it's already done. It's already done. Hallelujah. It was done before the foundation of the world began. It's already done. Oh God, all we got to do is align our faith, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, with your word and your presence, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And I thank you, God. Hallelujah, that while we're yet speaking, you've already answered. I thank you, God, that every bit of backlash and retaliation because of these prayers, oh, God, and praises, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, that are going up, Father God, glory, hallelujah, is being sent back to the pit of hell right now. And I thank you, God, for each and every person on this line, each and every intercessor that prayed, Father God, glory, hallelujah, pour back into them, Father God, everything, oh, God, hallelujah, that they poured out, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Fresh oil be upon them now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We thank you for our leader on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Strengthen him, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, meet every one of his needs by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name and cover him and his family. And we're giving you praise and we're giving you glory. And even as elder, our senior elder Hunter comes through, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, you show him. Oh, God, exactly how to pray, Father God. Navigate them, oh, God, through the spiritual realm, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Give them the power right now in prayer to step on those scorpions, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. We give you praise and we give you glory. And it is so in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Dear Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Your children come humbly before your throne, oh God. Father, we just come to say thank you. We come to praise you. We come to lift you up, oh God. For without you, there is no us. And Father, we thank the intercessors that have gone before, that have left their petitions, oh God. At the foot of that throne, God, we just come to say thank you. Thank you for another day we've never seen before, we'll never see again. We thank you, oh God, for bringing us to this point in time. Oh God, without any, oh God, hurt, harm, or danger, we thank you, oh God, for allowing your angel to be a guardianship around us, oh God. We thank you for this moment in time that we can come and lift you up, oh God. But we need you, Jesus. We need you to shine the spotlight of heaven upon us, oh God. Remove any and all things that's not like you, that's contrary to your word, to your throne. Oh, God, remove it right now. And strengthen us, oh, God, to be able to stand, oh, God, and declare your power and your word. God, we love you. because you first love us, we just come to praise your name. We ask, oh God, that you let us stay humble before you, oh God, and serve you, God, in spirit and in truth. Father, your children, we need your help. Some are hurting, some are tired. But God, infuse us with your power and your spirit. Let us stand boldly, oh God. Let us not take down, oh God, and those, oh God, that are complacent, that become lazy, that are falling by the wayside. For you said in your word that the love of many shall wax cold. God, we want you to infuse your people with your love and your power, that your will be fulfilled, that the purpose you've assigned to their life will be carried out. Lord, we need your help. Help us, oh God, to face the enemy, oh God. Let us not retreat, but let us go forth, take back what he stole from us. For you said, greater than Jesus is thee than Jesus in the world. You are more than a conqueror. Let us go forth and take back our children, oh God. Take back our husbands, our wives, our friends, our relatives, oh God, that the devil has stolen from us. But you have given us the power, oh God, to speak to the situation. Oh God, you said, call those things that are not as though they were. Father, we look to the hills which cometh our help. Our help cometh on you. We rely on you, O God, for you are the one and only living God. Our power lies in your hands. Help us, O God, to be the children, O God. Like David, weak men and women want to be. Like David was to you. Men and women after their own heart. Father, we need you. Oh, God, we need you. As we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, oh, God, be with us, oh, God. For you said you never leave us nor forsake us, even to the ends of the world. We stand on your word, oh, God, because all of the ground is sinking sand. We bring this nation to you, oh, God, that has turned their backs on you. We ask right now, oh, God, that you have mercy right now. Weep through the land, oh, God. In your word, oh God. Send a revival, oh God, that will prick the hearts and take the scales from their eyes, oh God. That the men and women of this nation will see their error and turn from their wicked ways and seek your face and repent and ask you to save them and be their gods again, oh God. Remember the little children of the world, oh God. Those who have guardianship over them, oh, God, train the guardians. Teach them, oh, God, how to raise the children up so that when they get older, they will not depart. Father, they're not our children biologically, but we give them back to you, to you for the upbuilding of that kingdom here on earth and for thy glory. Remember those, oh, God, in Ukraine, those in desolated areas in California, in Florida, in Puerto Rico, in all the other lands that have been ravaged with disasters, they're still your children. Send on the help right now, oh God. Use the disasters, oh God, to make your presence known, that there is no mistake that you are the one and only God that can deliver them. And we thank you for it right now, Father. We thank you for listening to us. You said, ask and it shall be given. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. We love you, Father. We depend on you today and everyone under the sound of my voice, oh God. You know each and every one's heart's desire. But God put us in the rightful place, oh, that we may be pleasing to receive your blessing. If we're lukewarm, fire is up, oh God. Let us face what's coming, that we may not, oh God, make you ashamed of us, but that you may offer us up like you did Job, by my humble servant. For you are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. You already know how we're going to perform. But we beseech thee at this hour right now, oh God, that you put us in our rightful place. That's pleasing, oh God. that's obedient to your will. Covenant and covenant partners, oh God, not virtual members. Those that are, oh God, in Sierra Leone and Paris and other parts of the world that are calling Abba Father. Father, we ask in the mighty name of Jesus that you be with them, oh God. Make the crooked road straight. Supply their every need, oh God. Protect their going out and their coming in. Go into the vineyard, oh God, to do your will. And Father, we ask in the mighty name of Jesus that you remember your children here in this country that are standing for your God. Embolden evermore, oh God. Give them a double portion of your anointing and your power and your discernment right now, oh God, that they may be able to continue to stand on your behalf, oh God. It's not about us, but it's about you, oh God. We want to work until the day is done, because when night comes, no man can work. And Father, when you come back to receive your people, we want to hear you say, well done, good and faithful servant. So remove all spots and wrinkles. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Go through the prisons in the nursing home for those who've been pushed aside and forgotten. Those, oh God, that are grieving today, either through violence or the COVID, let them know that you sit high and look low, beholding the good and the evil. As the violence become more raging in this country, let your people stand up. Let us speak to it right now, oh God, for you have given us the power of death and life in the tongue. Let us not hide, but let us stand in the foreground and be seen. Let your words be spoken, oh God. Not our words, but let your words be spoken in the mighty name of Jesus. Be with the grieving families, oh God. Those that are sick and shut in, be with them. Go through the prisons, oh God. Turn lives around. Change the mindsets of the people. Go through the hospital rooms and the surgeons, oh God. Guide their hands, oh God. And everything come out all right, oh God. But let us be the people that are receptive of your will. Let us be receptive to your will, oh God. And we thank you, Father. We thank you for being mindful of us. We thank you for loving us even when we don't love ourselves. We thank you, oh God, for providing for us, for taking care of our children, blessing their going out and their coming in. Father, just let us praise you. We can't praise you enough for what you've done, for what you're doing, and what you're going to do for your people. Continue to strengthen. Keep us strong, oh God. Remember our overseer, the prophet, the watchman on the wall, that's watching over our souls. Help us undergird him, oh God. Lift the burdens from his shoulders, oh God. Continue to pour into him revelation knowledge. Strengthen him, oh God. Wherever his feet trod, give him that territory. Give him in that territory, oh God. Whether it be, oh God, the electronic media or the paper, the books, give it to him, oh God. Let us undergird him and follow him as he follow you, oh God. Bless his household, bless his family, bless his children. Give him his heart's desire right now, oh God. But we know that you're able, oh God. We know that you can. We know that you will, because you love us. And we thank you right now. And we bind the hand of Satan and his imps that come against these requests that are going before your throne. We bind them right now against going against your children, oh God, following after you. We bind them right now and send them to the dry place, back to the pit of hell from once he came. He has no authority over your children. And we love you today, Father. Let us keep you first and foremost in our mind. For if you keep our mind, if we keep our mind stayed on you, you will keep us in perfect peace. And we thank you for this day, this hour that you've allotted us to come before your throne and lay our petitions at your feet, oh God. We give them, oh God, in the hands of our elder brother Jesus Christ, who works all things out well. And we thank you, oh God. We decree and declare it so. It is done right now. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus Christ, and we say amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and LaRon Matthews Ministries presents the Family Values Conference 2022.
Family Values Conference 2022.
And the 55th birthday celebration for Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. October 28th through 30th, 2022 at RFPIM, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
This year's theme,
excelling the family for the kingdom purpose. Family Values Conference 2022. Your MC, Brother Norris Thompson, radio personality at Rejoice 102.3 FM, WYCA, Chicago, Illinois.
It kicks off Friday night, October 28th at 7 p.m.
Pastor Eugene Fears Jr., Redeem Enrichment Ministries, Joliet, Illinois.
October 29th, 2022.
Saturday morning, the workshop. It begins at 10 a.m. until noon. Backed by popular demand, Bishop Jesse M. Williams Jr., Deliverance Center Church, Chicago, Illinois. Saturday night at 7 p.m. Evangelist Ellen Allen, New Bethel Bountiful Blessings Ministry, Toledo, Ohio.
Sunday morning, October 30th,
2022, at 11 a.m., a time of reflections. Apostle Greg Jacobs, Greg Jacobs Ministries, Chicago, Illinois. Bishop Kenneth Franklin, Christ for Everyone Ministries, Incorporated, Chicago Heights, Illinois. Apostle Maurice and Prophetess Eugenie Simmons, Restoration and Truth Ministries, Newport News, Virginia.
For more information, call 877-912-2027 or 708-825-1988.
Or email us at LaRonMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. That's LaRonMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. No registration fee. Everyone is welcome. October 28th through 30th, 2022. The Family Values Conference at RFPIM, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. We welcome you and want to see you there.
Prophet. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for this time and for all of the petitions that have gone before his throne. We just thank God for loving us and protecting us as we fulfill his will in our lives. We thank God for all of the intercessors that's on the line that's going to be requests today. Are there any intercessors on the line that has a word for God's people? Star 6 and come on in.
Praise the Lord, Elder Hunter. The Lord gave me Psalms 91 and 11, and it says, "For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you and keep you on all your ways." Then he said to me that He sent out archangels. Angels will be in the presence of people in this hour to provide protection, to administer healing, to govern the affairs and the business of the people. And then he said to unblock and unstop things that have been hindered, been delayed by the enemy. So he said his archangels have been sent out to cover his people. And don't think it's strange when you find a feather in your car or when you find that feather, some feathers around your house. Don't think it's strange because the angels have been sent out for his people in this hour. Amen. To bring forth the blessings and healing and to govern all their affairs and provide protection. Amen. God bless you all.
Amen. I received that word from the Lord. Is there anyone else that was the intercessor today
that have a word
Elder.
For God.
Hallelujah, Evangelist Teasley. Bless you on today. I stand
bless you.
In agreement with, amen. I stand in agreement with Prophetess Tracy. I continue to sound the shofar long after I came off of prayer. And as I began to, well, as I continued, but I say began because God took me to another level in the sound, and I began to hear boots, literally boots. I can hear boots marching to the point where he had me marching my feet, just marching to a sound and then blowing the sound of what my feet was doing, and in correlation to releasing of the angels, the supernatural, the healing, the repentance, the victory, glory be to God. I'm looking for the feathers, amen, because supernaturally the sound that was released out of me was amazing, and I give God all the glory, hallelujah, and I pray that it touched each and every household because truly it like blew the roof off of mine. So I release that sound to you all, and I stand in agreement with Prophetess Tracy. Amen. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen.
Bless you. Amen.
Go ahead, Deke. Deke Sanchez, did you want to come in? If not, is there anyone that's on the line that has received the word from God's people would like to star six and come on in?
Hi, blessings to you, Deacon Elder, and the people of God, all the intercessors, and to our leader, Prophet LaRon. Yes, I do have a word from God, and he revealed to me the word pierced. So he went on to say, God is commanding our hearts. Well, as he was talking, God is commanding our hearts to be pierced with the word of God. He went on to reveal, to embed the word within us. For the word of God reveals to us ourselves. It is vital in this hour that we become the word of whom we speak. He said, obey me and obey my command. For the word is in us. It can't be taken away. I'm just giving you the words that he was saying. And then he went on with Psalms 119. Give me the word I've hid in my heart that I will not sin against thee. Some brothers say, well, may not sin against thee. And he also revealed unto me to tell the people of God. I just want to make sure I get all this right so I won't miss a word. It's kind of short here. To tell the people who I am so they shall know who I am not. And he went on and said that my people have forgotten who I am. They are making up their own deity of who they think I am. If it's left to them, I am the God who accepts it all without judgment. He said, but not so. I am a righteous judge. I am the God who judges to make what's in error correct. He said, my people must know who I am to know who I am not. And amen. And that was the word of God. It was the word of the Lord.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Is there another? That's it. The word, Lord, for God's people. Come on in.
Amen, Elder. Bless you.
Go ahead, Prophet.
Bless the people. Anyone else? The Lord gave a word for us. Thank you, woman of God. We appreciate it. Thank God for intercessions and the prayer warriors on today and ministry gift. We just thank God for each and every one of you all coming forth and releasing the oil of the word of the Lord God through prayer. We just give God all the praise, the glory, and honor on today for you, you, and you on this day. And certainly we thank God for all that the Lord is doing as we prepare ourselves for our Family Value Conference 2022. looking forward to an awesome time in the Lord. October the 28th through the 30th, right here at 231 East 146th Street in the city of Harvey, Illinois. Looking forward to a powerful end time. And the Lord will use you and you in the place and in the building. It's going to be a great time in our 55th birthday celebration that weekend. So I'm excited about what God is doing for us. Administrator, man, you want to bring that commercial in, and we'll come right back after that. We'll come right back after that. Woman of God.
Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and LaRon Matthews Ministries presents the Family Values Conference 2022.
Family Values Conference 2022.
And the 55th birthday celebration for Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. October 28th through 30th, 2022 at RFPIM, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
This year's theme,
Excelling the Family for the Kingdom Purpose. Family Values Conference 2022. Your MC, Brother Norris Thompson, radio personality at Rejoice 102.3 FM, WYCA, Chicago, Illinois.
It kicks off Friday night, October 28th at 7 p.m.
Pastor Eugene Fears Jr., Redeem Enrichment Ministries, Joliet, Illinois,
October 29th, 2022.
Saturday morning, The Workshop. It begins at 10 a.m. until noon. Backed by popular demand, Bishop Jesse M. Williams Jr., Deliverance Center Church, Chicago, Illinois, Saturday night at 7 p.m. Evangelist Ellen Allen, New Bethel Bountiful Blessings Ministry, Toledo, Ohio, Sunday morning, October 30th, 2022, at 11 a.m., A Time of Reflections, Apostle Greg Jacobs, Greg Jacobs Ministries, Chicago, Illinois, Bishop Kenneth Franklin, Christ for Everyone Ministries, Incorporated, Chicago Heights, Illinois, Apostle Maurice and Prophetess Eugenie Simmons, Restoration and Truth Ministries, Newport News, Virginia. For more information, call 877-912-2027 or 708-825-1900. Or email us at LaRonMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. That's LaRonMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. No registration fee. Everyone is welcome. October 28th through 30th, 2022, the Family Values Conference at RFPIM, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. We welcome you and want to see you there.
Amen. All right, people of God. Looking forward to Family Value Conference 2022. I'm looking to see many of you in the building, in the place, and for the celebration time. I'm excited about it. Thank God for our intercessors and our prayer warriors and those who have prayed and bombarded the kingdom of darkness to bring the power and the presence of the Lord. We thank God for each and every one of you all on today. And certainly, we thank God for a season where we know that we have total victory over the enemy when we continue to stay in that place of obedience to the things of God. God is moving so strongly over the lives of his people, those who continually stay steadfast and unremovable in our walk in our relationship to the Lord on today. So we thank God for each and every one of you all on today. Administrator Brian, any final words over there, woman of God?
God bless you, Dr. Matthews. God bless everyone that's listening on the line. Again, support Family Values Conference 2022 and Prophet Matthews' birthday. You can purchase an ad for the ad booklet, and the deadline is on the 24th, which is this coming Monday, I do believe. Full page $100, half page $50, and a business card is $25. You can reach out to me at LaRonMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. You can text us at 334-440-6152, or you can call us at 877-912-2027, or you can call the local ministry at 708-825-1988, and we'll get you taken care of. We have to set the ad for you. Please, if you will, try to get it to us by this weekend, and we can make that happen for you. God bless you, Dr. Matthew.
Amen. God bless you, too. Administrator Rita Bryant in the saints of God. All right, people of God, this is a great day in the Lord, and we thank God for you, who have made it even greater by your appearance and your breakthrough and your presence with us. We thank God for the team and the prayer warrior on today. Continue to stay in that place of the Lord. Continue to walk in the things of the kingdom of God and know that God's hand is upon your life. Amen. If you want to be a blessing to the ministry, you can do that by going to Cash App at Money Sign, RFPIM, Cash App Money Sign, RFPIM, and be a blessing. Okay, you can do it via Zelle, at Zelle at We Restore You. That's the letter U at yahoo.com. You can do it via the website at We Restore You, the letter U.org. And be a blessing. Or if you're mailing it, you can mail it to 231 East 146th Street in the city of Harvey, Illinois. We thank you all in advance, great kingdom leaders and men and women of God all over the world. Believe God, have faith, stay in the place of God, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Don't do anything that will lean you to your own understanding, for the word of the Lord God says, lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Follow peace with all men, holiness without, no man shall see the Lord. All right, people. God be tremendously blessed on this day. Have a phenomenal day in the Lord. Shalom in your court is my prayer for you all today. Join us. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.
Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and LaRon Matthews Ministries presents the Family Values Conference 2022.
Family Values Conference 2022.
And the 55th birthday celebration for Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. October 28th through 30th, 2022 at RFPIM, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
This year's theme,
excelling the family for the kingdom purpose. Family Values Conference 2022. Your MC, Brother Norris Thompson, radio personality at Rejoice 102.3 FM, WYCA, Chicago, Illinois. It kicks off Friday night, October 28th at 7 p.m. Pastor Eugene Beers Jr., Redeem Enrichment Ministries, Joliet, Illinois, October 29th, 2022. Saturday morning, the workshop. It begins at 10 a.m. until noon. Backed by popular demand, Bishop Jesse M. Williams Jr., Deliverance Center Church, Chicago, Illinois. Saturday night at 7 p.m., Evangelist Ellen Allen, New Bethel Bountiful Blessings Ministry, Toledo, Ohio, Sunday morning, October 30th, 2022, at 11 a.m., a time of reflections. Apostle Greg Jacobs, Greg Jacobs Ministries, Chicago, Illinois. Bishop Kenneth Franklin, Christ for Everyone Ministries, Incorporated, Chicago Heights, Illinois. Apostle Maurice and Prophetess Eugenie Simmons, Restoration and Truth Ministries, Newport News, Virginia. For more information, call 877-912-2027 or 708-825-1988. Or email us at LaRonMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. That's LaRonMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. No registration fee. Everyone is welcome. October 28th through 30th, 2022. The Family Values Conference at RFPIM, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. We welcome you and want to see you.